Good morning. This is Mark Mays, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Harrisonburg, Virginia. Once again, it's good to be with you this morning. And let's ask the Lord to help us as we spend a few moments together. Father, we are thankful, Lord, for this day. We do pray that you'd bless us. We do thank you, Lord, for America. Thank you, Lord, for the valley here. What a wonderful place it is to live. Thank you, Lord, for the many blessings that you've given to us. And we're excited about springtime coming our way. And Lord, look forward to being able to get out and to serve you in our communities. And Lord, just show this world that Jesus Christ still is King of kings and Lord of lords. Help us, Father, to serve you and to serve you well. And help us to be mindful, Lord, to give you the thanks for this. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I'm in a series, have been for some time, going through the book of Proverbs, looking for biblical principles for practical living. Of course, the Bible is full of principles from Genesis to Revelation, but in particular, the book of Proverbs has so many nuggets of truths that we can just glean so much wisdom from. So we're looking for biblical principles. In other words, God's method to live, how we should conduct our everyday business, and then to live or strive to live on purpose. All of us know this, that we human beings are emotional. And because of our emotions, we can swing from one end of the spectrum back to the other sometimes within an hour, within moments, certainly within days and weeks or months. And so we need to be people who live by principle. Other words, when the heat of the moment rises and our emotion wants to cause us to lose our temper, principle kicks in and says, no, I can't live that way, because the Bible says, and we lay out that principle, we lay out that commandment that God has given to us, and then we put it into practice. So we're looking for these principles, guidelines, perimeters, if you would, a boundary to conduct our business in and our affairs of life, and asking God to help us to be able to identify these, and then most importantly, to put them into practice in our daily living. I am in chapter 22 of the book of Proverbs, in verses 26 and 27. The Bible says this, "Be not thou one of them that strike hands, or of them that are sureties for debts. If thou hast nothing to pay, why should he take away thy bed from under thee?" Here is a verse that many of us, I'm sure, are familiar with. It resonates with us. Be not one of them that strike hands, or of them that are sureties of debt. I got to looking at some, doing a little bit of research about the subject of being in debt. I've got in front of me American Household Credit Card Debt Statistics 2013. And it says here the average credit card debt in 2013 was $15,270. The average mortgage debt is $149,925. The average student loan debt, $32,258. Now that's a lot of debt to be carrying. It breaks it down from just average household credit card debt, which is $7,123, but the average indebted household debt rises to $15,270, and I think that's an annual amount there. Either way you look at debt, that's a lot of debt, a tremendous amount of debt. And we know that debt brings so many problems in so many people's lives. I have little doubt in my mind that there are those who are listening to me today that you've been under the pressure from debt that you've incurred, either because you made bad decisions, perhaps just life happened, medical bills, school bills, whatever. Things happen. Sometimes we do things foolishly. Other times we're just living our life, minding our business. And next thing you know, we've got a pile of debt, and we don't know what in the world we're going to do with it. And I feel certain many are out there facing that or listening to my voice this morning. You're carrying a load of debt, and boy, that's weighing heavy on your heart and heavy on your mind. Well, as we look at this principle, there are some guidelines that we can get from this to help us to perhaps not get in debt in the future and work our way out of it. But let me say this before I get into this study real quick. Let me say this. You know, if you're one of those ones who's carrying a lot of debt and you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, may I encourage you this morning, with God, all things are possible. And never allow this debt, these bills to pile up on you so much where they cause you to get depressed. And if you're depressed, boy, I would encourage you, talk to someone about it. Go to your friends, your neighbors, go to your family members, go to the pastor. Find somebody to talk to. Don't handle this pressure all by yourself. There is hope. Boy, I tell you what, there's all kinds of hope. When Israel was facing the Red Sea and the armies of Pharaoh were behind them, man, oh man, were they in between a rock and a hard spot, as we would say. But you know, God got them out of that. You know, this morning, God will help you get out of the debt. God will help you if you'll trust him and just do things the way he wants you to do those. And you may sometimes be like Israel. You'll have to wait to see your Red Sea split. Oh, it would be nice to have it split already. But you know, sometimes we don't learn the lessons that we can learn by having to wait a little bit and then see God split the Red Seas of life. So may God help you this morning to hang in there. And I pray and I ask God, please help you to face these troubles. I know I've been there. Most of us that are listening have been there. We know the pain. We know the agony. We know the stress. And may God help you get through this. But back to the principle. Proverbs 6, chapter 1, the Bible says, "My son, if thou be surety for thy friend, if thou hast stricken thy hand with the stranger, thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. Do this now, my son, and deliver thyself. When thou art come into the hand of thy friend, go, humble thyself, and make sure thy friend. Give not sleep to thine eyes, nor slumber to thine eyelids. Deliver thyself as a roe from the hand of the hunter, and as a bird from the hand of the fowler." In other words, you know, when you've got to face up to the debt. You've struck your hands together. You've incurred the debt. You can't run. You can't just not answer the phone. You can't answer the mail that comes in and says you're past due. You can't put that off and expect it to go away. You got to just basically, you got to buck up, as we say it in society today, and you got to just look him in the eyeball and say, "Listen, I'm down and I'm not near out, but if you give me some time, work with him. Let him know what's going on." In Proverbs 11:15, the Bible says, "He that is surety for a stranger shall smart for it, and he that hateth suretyship is sure." God's just teaching us here, it's better not to go in debt. The Bible says in Proverbs 17:18, "A man void of understanding striketh hands and becometh surety in the presence of his friends." He's void of understanding. You know, so often, how many young people especially, but certainly not limited to youth, how many people have taken upon themselves a debt and they really didn't understand what they were doing? They weren't thinking clearly. It's so easy to buy it and get it now. But boy, I tell you what, you can't pay it off that easy, can you? And the next thing you know, you buy this and you buy that. And the next thing you know, before you realize it, you're multiple thousands of dollars in debt, sometimes in the double digit of credit card debt alone. You haven't even paid your mortgage. You haven't paid your rent. You haven't bought your groceries. You haven't paid the car bill. But you're just talking about the credit card bill. And it can overwhelm you. It can stifle the life out of you. And unfortunately, I'm sure many have experienced that, and perhaps some are even now as we speak. But, you know, we need to stop and say, you know what, I've got to stop this cycle. I've got to just get rid of this. And so I trust that God will help you do this. I know these things are difficult. Man, are they difficult. But God is able and capable of helping us. The Bible says in Proverbs 27:13, "Take his garment that is surety for a stranger, and take a pledge of him for a strange woman." And so we're just going over some verses this morning. This idea of indebtedness, being in debt, boy, it's strangling the life out of so many people. I did a little bit of a research on indebtedness or debt related to suicide and depression rates. And of course, you can imagine that as debt rises, so does depression rates, alcoholism, drug usage, and then even, unfortunately, suicide rates. You know, being in debt, horrible debt, that weighs so heavy upon so many people's lives. I tell you what, it's such a blessed thing to be able to live and say, you know what, I don't owe anybody anything. Or the only thing I owe are my daily monthly bills. I owe my phone bill, I owe my electric bill, but I don't have any debt. Boy, I tell you, there are people that are there, and I'm sure they enjoy it. and I'm sure there are many people who are not, and maybe you're one. But may I encourage you this morning, look unto God. He'll help you if you allow him. Now, it won't be all, you know, peaches and cream. I mean, you're going to have to pay the piper, as they say. But, you know, you didn't get there overnight, and you're not going to get out of it overnight, but God can, and God does help us. And so I pray for you that God would help you. And if you would be wise to not go in debt. Don't incur a indebtedness that you know you can't pay back and that you can't fulfill your obligations, because it just piles up ever so quickly. And before you know it, you've gotten so much on you, you can't dig your way out from underneath it. And may God give us wisdom and discernment. Of course, the emotion is here. We think about the principle of the emotion kicks in. Well, I really want that thing. I mean, I got to have it. And then you buy it. And then later the bills start coming in. And so you realize you'd acted again out of emotion. You didn't act out of principle. You acted out of emotion. Of course, that's what this whole study's for, biblical principles for practical living, to learn to not yield to our emotions, the heat of the moment, and to live by biblical principles. And of course, we would be so much wiser to do that, and we'd be so much better off because having chosen that lifestyle. Well, that's the end of chapter 22. The Bible gives us a lot to chew on here on this one verse, or two verses actually. Be not one of them that strike hands. And you know, I don't really have a lot of time left this morning to go to another principle, but let me just end this one perhaps a little earlier than normal, but just again encouraging those of you who have those large amounts of debt. I mean, it's weighing heavy on you. And I'd just like to do this morning, I'd like just have a word of prayer before we come to an end of this. And I'd just like to lift you up. I don't know you, but God does. And I'd like to just pray with you and pray for you that God would help you. Let's just do that just a moment. And then after my prayer, I'll come back and we'll close this for this morning. Father, I do come before your presence this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I know there's a lot of folks out there that don't know me. I don't know them. And I have little doubt in my mind there are those out there, Father, that are just, they're having a hard, hard time because of financial struggles. And Lord, I'm asking you that you'd have compassion upon them. The leper came to you, Lord, says, if thou wilt, thou can cleanse me. And the Bible said you having compassion upon him said, I will, be thou cleansed, and immediately was healed. And so, Father, this morning I'm asking you to have compassion upon those this morning that are listening to my voice. They're carrying debt that they can't pay back. They see no light at the end of the tunnel. And I'm asking you, Father, please, have compassion upon them this morning. Work out the details. Lord, give them wisdom and insight. Give them the means whereby they can pay their bills. And Lord, just do that which you only can do. And you can do anything. And so I lift these that are burdened this morning up to you, Father, asking you to please help them. Teach them biblical principles. Help them, help all of us to live by these principles. Many of us, perhaps, who are not in debt now have been in the past, and we know that we got ourselves there and you helped us out. May you help those who are suffering under this large amount of debt this morning. God, encourage them, strengthen them, and I pray that you'd give them relief, Lord, of their needs. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you know, this morning, God is the God that does the miracles. Amen. He's the God can do all things. All things are possible. And I'm trusting, Lord, with you this morning that he'll help you to get out of that debt. And may God encourage you this morning. You know, if you're down and out, don't stay there. Get back up and get back in. God wants you on his side, and he'll help you. Keep your chin up. And as my dad would say to me, keep on keeping on. Don't give up, dear friend. Don't give up. Keep on keeping on. God's going to help you. And you just look to him, asking for wisdom, asking for discernment. Listen to his will. Watch his word. Obey his word. And God can get you through this thing. May God help you. May God give you the wisdom. And may God bless you. I thank you for listening. You have a great day.